1. What kinds of places do people in your country go to relax? In my country, people find relaxation in a variety of places, reflecting the diversity of our landscapes and cultural preferences. Many head to the beaches to soak up the sun and enjoy the soothing sound of the waves. Others prefer the tranquility of the mountains, taking to hiking trails for peace amidst nature. Urban parks also serve as a popular retreat for those seeking a quick escape from the hustle and bustle of city life. Additionally, cafes and tea houses have become havens for those looking to unwind with a book or in the company of friends, offering a cozy ambiance. 2. Do you agree that places of natural beauty are the most relaxing? Absolutely. There's something inherently calming about being surrounded by natural beauty. The serene vistas, the fresh air, and the gentle sounds of nature work together to create an environment that can ease stress and rejuvenate the spirit. It's like nature has its own way of pressing the reset button on our hectic lives, offering us a moment to pause and just be. While urban and man-made spaces can also provide relaxation, the purity and simplicity of natural settings often hold a unique and profound effect on our well-being. 3. What is the importance of relaxation for people who are studying? Relaxation plays a crucial role in the lives of students. The pressure of studying, the weight of expectations, and the constant barrage of deadlines can take a toll on both mental and physical health. Taking time to relax not only helps in reducing stress and preventing burnout, but also boosts concentration, enhances memory retention, and fosters creativity. It's like giving the brain a chance to rest and recharge, making it more efficient and productive when it's time to hit the books again. In essence, relaxation is not just a break from studying. It's an essential part of a successful study regimen. 4. What should employers do to help workers relax in the workplace? Employers can play a significant role in promoting relaxation in the workplace by creating a supportive and positive work environment. Offering flexible work schedules or opportunities for remote work can help employees manage stress and maintain a healthy work-life balance. Providing relaxation spaces, like a quiet room or a lounge area, where employees can take short breaks can also be beneficial. Implementing wellness programs, such as yoga classes or mindfulness sessions, can further contribute to reducing workplace stress. Encouraging regular breaks and fostering a culture that values employee well-being are key steps employers can take to help workers relax and thrive. 5. Who should be responsible for providing leisure facilities for the elderly? The responsibility for providing leisure facilities for the elderly should be a collective effort involving government, communities, and private organizations. Governments can ensure policies and funding support the development of accessible and senior-friendly leisure spaces. Communities can play a part by organizing activities and programs that cater to the interests and abilities of older adults. Private organizations, including leisure and fitness centers, can also contribute by offering tailored services and discounts for the elderly. Ultimately, ensuring that the elderly have access to enjoyable and stimulating leisure facilities is a mark of a caring and inclusive society.